you, and that's what draws the attention of the traveling public when I get on the back side with my old mule and ground slide. I'm standing on that slide going down through there in a long trot, and they know it's something, but I don't really know what it is or not. But that's one of them things now that I've got here as a ground slide. Mm-hmm. And it's something I don't guess you've ever seen in your life. And not many people now. Well, people just don't use them. They just got out. But now that's one thing that when I was a boy, like, well, you ever farm, you didn't have a slide, and you'd hook the slide to move plow, and one thing and another that you wanted to move around, you could just hook a mule to that slide. You see, and put the stuff you plow on there, your iron, take off with it. But I use the slide. I keep one if I run out.
Have you ever
up?
Run out of anything to say?
Huh?
You ever run out of anything
no.
to say?
No.
You just don't never check up.
Well, I reckon that's what I'm supposed to do, just keep talking. Have you any other questions?
I'll let somebody else talk a while.
What animals did you have around your farm?
Now?
Or then?
Then?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's principally the same thing, mules and horses. I have worked horses, and I have mules now. But I have worked horses too, and I never owned a jennet. But they used to have a few jennets in this area in here. But in oxen, I never worked the oxen. But I've seen them. They used to. My father broke and trained oxen in his boyhood days as he grew up, and he helped move a man to the Dumfries County over here in an ox cart. It was a two-wheel cart, and he had the soap barrel in this ox cart. And when he went down the hill, it was about a mile from where this was moving to, and he headed off down the hill into the valley, and he turned the ox cart over and poured the soap out. And the old lady that it belonged to was about to whoop him for turning the soap barrel over and the soap. So when I travel over that road, when I go over that, I think about him, I tell him about his experience, you know, turning that ox cart over and pouring the old lady's soap out. He just poured it all out there on the hillside. Of course, she was out of soap. She had to borrow or beg or buy some, you know. Of course, that's about all the kind I had then with homemade soap, you see. But they used them ox carts and worked oxen. I remember the last logging that was done in here, they had two yokes of oxen, four of them, a pair, you see, two and a pair, and they used four of them. A heavy log wagon. Mm-hmm. And of course the logs they were hauling were large poplar logs, and they would run from 3.5 to 4 feet in diameter, those logs. They just carry one log to load. They'd load one log on a wagon, you see, and haul them out to the mills, saw them up and get them out. So the oxen went, and the mule and the horses is gone now. I have these old mules that I have here now, and I reckon, as far as I know, there's one other mule on Sugar Creek with a span of about 8 miles up and down the valley. And I know of only one other mule in this whole area. Mm-hmm. And I have this team of mules here that I work some. I don't use them much. Use tractors, braking, hard disking and stuff like that. But this rough ground, I have some ground that I can't use a tractor on that I do want to use. And if I want to cut some timber, get out a few logs or something like that, I've got the mule and I go to the hill, cut it, take the mule, snake it out. Mm-hmm. Get it out to where you can load it on the truck in, haul it out.
I'm supposed to get rid of the other bucks and all.
Yeah. That's the oxen and the mule, horses, was the power, horsepower I had in here. Finally, they got some old steam traction engines that they'd pull the wheat thrasher with. And I can remember what they called an old groundhog thrasher, wheat thrasher. They called them groundhog thrashers. And they hooked mules to them and worked them around just like going around with a sawgrass mill, a horse-powered sawgrass mill, and thrashed this wheat out. And the old groundhog thrasher finally